Okay, so I just realized that I was recording audio only. So I'm gonna have to go through this again. I already did everything on ChatGPT. I just was recording audio only, not the video or the screen capture, but that's okay. So I'll probably go a little bit faster this time, but you can always pause the video and the conversation history with ChatGPT will also be available as a document, so you can read that as well. And I'm gonna extract some of these texts and put them on Canvas so you can see it more clearly. But basically, the purpose here is I want to show you how to use ChatGPT for, of course, writing again. In previous videos, I've talked about using it for preparing for conversations, practicing conversations with someone, writing emails, and so on. This one is a little more focused. It's going to be specifically about making stronger sentences. So we're looking at sentence fragments, run-on sentences, comma splices. And we're also trying to have more sentence variety, not having every sentence begin the same way, and also having longer sentences and shorter sentences and so on. So we're not really looking at the ideas or the organization or the tone or anything like that. We're more focused just on strong sentences, clear sentences that flow well. And then, of course, I'll show you some other tricks later. So the topic of this, I guess the topic of these sample paragraphs is because I want to teach you something beyond just the mechanics of writing. I also want to teach you some things about language learning in general. So the topic here is studying and learning a language and kind of maximizing that. So what I mean is for a lot of people living in the United States, especially like here in Southern California, is that it's very easy to never use English. You probably live with people and you don't speak English with them. Maybe at work you don't speak much English. When you watch TV or you watch Netflix or you listen to music or you read news articles, a lot of times it might probably not in English because these days with the new technology, it's very easy to basically never use English. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but if you're trying to learn English, then it's a bad thing, right? So, the topic of these paragraphs, sample paragraphs, is people expressing. The first one is about being frustrated. The second one is about being proactive. And then the third example is actually my own personal experience. So, I'm going to go a little bit faster here. As I mentioned, I already have everything here on ChatGPT set up because the first time I recorded was audio only. So, I won't be typing everything. Again, you can pause the video at any time to look at it more carefully, or you can just read the transcript or the document of that chat history. But basically what I'm doing is I'm asking for these things here. So I would like help revising a paragraph. I want to focus on the following: fragments, run-on sentences, comma splices, sentence length variety and sentence structure variety, and please do not change the content. Do not add, remove, or modify any ideas. I just want help with grammar and punctuation and the other things I mentioned. I will upload the text next. Okay, so it's clarifying what I said. And then I uploaded this text. It has a lot of problems here. You can read it in more detail in the document, okay? And then it's telling me what it's going to do for me. So no ideas added or removed, just fragments, run-ons, and comma splices taken care of, and improved sentence variety. Okay, and then you can read this in more detail. It's a little bit better, okay? Now, here's what I always want students to do if they are going to use these AI tools, these LLMs or ChatGPT or whatever. Please explain these changes. I'm an ESL student and I need this opportunity to learn. If you're only copying and pasting from ChatGPT, I think that's a wasted opportunity. I've mentioned this a lot in previous videos. So let's see what ChatGPT says now. Okay, so I'm not going to go through everything in detail, but let's look at number one. So comma splices are fixed with conjunctions or punctuation. It gives me a brief reminder of what a comma splice is, and we learned that before. So here's the example. I practice, comma, I feel like I'm not improving, comma, it's frustrating, okay? Now here's the revised version. I practice, comma, but I feel like I'm not improving, it's frustrating. And then it gives me an example. I'm sorry, it gives me an explanation here, okay? So I added but and separated the last part into its own sentence to avoid stringing too many full ideas together. Sounds good. And it's going to do the same for run-on sentences, sentence fragments, sentence length and structure variety, and added transitions for clarity and flow. Now, Here's another suggestion I always give to students. You can use ChatGPT bilingually. This is just a, this obviously I'm not a native Japanese speaker, but just as an example. So can you also provide this explanation in Japanese along with explanations of key vocabulary? All right. So the Japanese here, it looks okay. I don't know if it's perfect, but it looks good enough. And this might be easier for you to understand by having it explained in your first language. All right. Now, I'm going to upload another paragraph. And so the first example was someone who was very discouraged and frustrated. The second example is someone who is being more proactive and trying to find solutions rather than complaining. So ChatGPT is giving me a reminder. It's going to fix sentence fragments, correct run-on sentences and comma splices, improve sentence length and structure variety, and keep all the ideas exactly the same. Now, it's actually not going to do that. This is a huge problem, I believe, when using ChatGPT or other similar tools, is that it will change, remove, or modify your original content. You have to be very careful. You have to ask it to not do that. Even if you ask it to not do that, it will still do it often. So that's why you always need to check and double check and even triple check anytime ChatGPT helps you with your writing, okay? I need to do the same thing as well when I'm preparing stuff for class or for other situations because I see this problem a lot. So just be careful. You can ask many times to not change anything. I think it's still going to do it, so just be careful. Okay, and then it's giving me this example, and you can read this in the document, okay? Oh, this is a good one. I don't recommend this, but I also have a boyfriend now. He's from Ohio, native speaker. I ask him grammar questions. I'm mostly using him for English listening practice. I haven't told him yet. When my English gets really good, I might break up with him. Okay, I don't recommend that. If you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend who speaks English, a native speaker of English, please just be in love with that person. Don't use them for their language ability, okay? Okay, and it's giving me the same thing as the previous paragraph. You can look at this in more detail later. It's giving me the Japanese explanation, okay? Now, I'm going to do one more paragraph, but this one's going to be my own personal experience learning Japanese while living in America when I was a high school student, and then also when I lived in Japan by myself. Now, for those of you who don't know, my mom is from Japan, and I spent every summer in Japan as a kid. So probably 10 or 12 times I went to Japan when I was a kid. I stayed for about a month each time. My Japanese was not very good. I had very basic understanding of Japanese, and my mom did not speak Japanese to me much when I was a kid. We mostly spoke in English. I did go to school on Saturdays to learn Japanese, but it was mostly the writing and the reading because that is difficult to learn, because it's very different from English, the writing system. But my Japanese wasn't great. In high school, I became more interested in learning Japanese, and I wanted to live there. So I did study on my own a lot. And then I eventually moved to Japan a few years after graduating from high school. And I lived in Japan for about 6 years. So that's the experience I'm talking about. But it was before smartphones, so I had to be a lot more proactive with how I learned and studied Japanese. These days, of course, it's much easier. But maybe too easy, where we rely on the technology and don't actually learn the language. So that's why I'm trying to help you here. So anyway, that's the context. Now, here's the original paragraph, which was not very good. Of course, I tried to make it bad, so I'm a much better writer than this. You can take a look in the document. It's giving me the suggestions. And then here's the revised paragraph. Okay, I'm going to be back in 1 second. Hey, I'm back. I had to step away for a few seconds to grab my dog. She just woke up. I don't want her to bark. I don't really want to edit this video because that takes more time. So I was hoping to do it in one cut. Anyway, so I'll read this part though, since it is my own experience. So when I was studying Japanese while I was still in the States, I did a few things to help me learn. I reviewed flashcards at work when there wasn't much to do. I read comic books, fiction books, and nonfiction books. I listened to music. I watched TV shows. I took notes and reviewed them every day in my free time. I also had a girlfriend from Japan for a short time, but that was not part of the plan. It really wasn't. I actually just really liked her. I listened to Japanese podcasts when I cooked, when I walked my dog, and when I hung the laundry. When I lived in Japan, I looked for language exchange partners. They wanted to practice English and I wanted to practice Japanese. We met at cafes and talked half the time in Japanese and half the time in English. One of these partners became my girlfriend, but that was not part of the plan either. It really wasn't. That was not my intention. I brought a notebook. I read signs at the supermarket, on the train, and on the street. I took notes and carried a pocket notebook. Smartphones were not common at that time. That was true. I reviewed my notes on the train to work and read books there as well. I did not play video games. I did not scroll through social media. I didn't even have it on my phone. I asked my coworkers who spoke English to speak to me in Japanese. I went drinking with a Japanese friend. We talked about politics, history, and social problems. And as I always say, alcohol can sometimes make you better at a language, or at least more comfortable, because a lot of students, I feel, their ability is actually higher than their confidence. So alcohol can help. That's not a recommendation, though, but it is a nice benefit. Of course, if you drink too much alcohol, your language may actually get worse. Your ability may get worse. So always be careful there. Now, there are some problems here. The major one is that too many sentences begin with I. So that's why you always want to check it. Please fix this without changing the content. Okay? So it's giving me the revised version, which you can look at in detail in the transcript. Okay? So here's just the first change. When I was studying Japanese while still in the States, I did a few things to help me learn. Boom. Nice change. And of course, please explain the changes you made in English, because the first time it gave it to me in Japanese, I don't know why. I like this. So let's just look at one of these. So change the subject to vary sentence openings. Original, I reviewed flashcards at work when there wasn't much to do, and revised, flashcards were my go-to at work when there wasn't much to do. Now, the problem here is it's actually changing the content. I think this is fine, but you just want to be careful to make sure that you understand these changes when it is changing the content. I said don't do that. It did it anyway, but whatever. And then it explains that. So this flips the sentence to begin with the object, flashcards, and uses passive voice were my go-to, to vary structure while keeping the same idea. So that's a great explanation. And there's more here, which you can see in the transcript. Okay. Now, one thing I mentioned too is that, and I mentioned this in previous videos, is that anytime you're using a language, on your first language, you're always changing how you speak or write depending on the situation. And it's something you have to learn to do in your second language or when you're studying a new language. So I'm asking for three versions: an academic version for a class assignment, a more casual version for a social media post, and then something in between. And as always, please explain any changes or differences between the versions. My dog's going really crazy right now. I think she needs to go out. I'm going to try to wrap this up in maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Hey, hang in there, relax. For those of you who don't know, my dog has been with me. Actually, she lived in Japan with me as well, but she's super old, about 19 years old, but pretty healthy. I just need to take care of her, and then everything's okay. Unfortunately, she did not learn any Japanese while she was in Japan. She also doesn't speak English. She shouldn't feel bad about that. Okay, so again, you can look at this in more detail in the transcript, but it is giving me an academic version. So let's look at just the first sentence. While studying Japanese in the United States, I engaged in a range of strategies to support my language acquisition. That's very academic. Let's look at the casual version. Back when I was learning Japanese in the US, I tried everything I could think of. Okay, good. And something in between. So this could be a personal statement, cover letter, something balanced between casual and formal. So when I was learning Japanese in the US, I used a variety of strategies to stay immersed. And now it's giving me a summary of those changes. Ooh, actually, I wanted a more detailed. So last one, and then I think I'm going to get out of here. Please give a detailed explanation of those changes, in addition to an overview. Okay, so let's see what it says. Okay, Pugsley, we're gonna go out in a moment. Oh, hang in there, buddy. All right, so here's a more detailed explanation. Oh my God, sorry, she's making a lot of noise. Okay, so I read comic books, I read fiction books, I read nonfiction books. So here's a more academic version. I incorporated extensive reading into my daily routine, including comic books, fiction, and nonfiction text. Combines related ideas into one cohesive sentence using academic phrasing, incorporated into my routine, which shows more control over language. Okay, interesting. And then you can look at it in more detail in the transcript. Okay, so I like it. And then again, you can ask for more information if you want to, but that's just giving you the overview. Okay, I think I'm going to leave it at that. That's already a lot of information, but I just wanted to show you how you can use ChatGPT for something very focused when you're just focusing on the sentences. So you want to avoid fragments, you want to avoid run-on sentences, you want to avoid comma splices, but you also want to have more sentence variety and sentence structure variety. So if you use those prompts and ask for explanations, that's going to help you a lot, not just with your writing, but also learning more about English, grammar and vocabulary and so on. Don't forget that you can ask for explanations in your first language, Vietnamese, Korean, Spanish, whatever. And you can also ask for ChatGPT to help you for specific situations. Is this a work email? Is this a cover letter for a job interview or application? Is this an email you're going to send to your children's teachers? Is this something like an advertisement for your business? So a lot of different things you can do with ChatGPT. There is a summary of this video available as well to see the main points, and I think that'll be easier for you to understand. But also don't forget to check the transcript, which is a record of this conversation history with ChatGPT.